is Anderson Pence Podcast, episode 269 for Wednesday, May 2nd, 2018. This is Brian.
Good luck with that. This is Lisa. Thank you for joining us. Please don't.
I have a great joke. It is so good.
I just want to say, all you people who are sending him jokes, step up your game.
This one's great. You're going to love this one. This
okay, you
love
promise?
This one. Yes. Why did the scuba diver fall backwards over the boat?
Because that's how you're supposed to do it.
Because if he fell forward, he'd still be in the boat.
You know, the funniest part is watching you crack yourself
I know,
up.
That's great. It's a great joke. Thank you very much for giving me that joke, by the way.
Say it again.
Why did the scuba diver fall backwards over the boat?
Over the boat?
Yeah.
Out of the boat?
Out of the boat, yeah. Because if he fell in, if he fell forward, he'd still be in. Never mind. Never mind. Anyway.
And keep trying, people. Keep trying, because they're pretty interesting.
So, we have some, it's been a while since we did a podcast, several Penn shows in a row.
But it was actually two. It just felt like several.
We were home for several days.
72 hours.
Some new products to talk about.
Oh my God, I have to have one.
Coming soon, probably this month, that being May 2018.
Freaking gorgeous.
Now, we saw this in February.
Shh, we're not supposed to tell.
Maybe. Sailor, North American exclusive.
Oh my God, to die for.
Following up on the Royal Tangerine, the 1911 Stormy Seas.
Metallic frickin' blue. Gorgeous.
MFB?
MFB. MFB. Yes.
So basically, it's the same color as the Pro Gear Slim in the metallic blue.
Which I love. I'm going to be buried with it.
Yeah. Distinct. It's the metallic blue with a distinct silver metallic sheen.
It's so pretty. You have to have one.
1911
I'm
large.
Sorry.
1911
you
standard.
Have to have one.
Rhodium trim. It's really pretty. It's pretty sexy. It's a pretty nice looking pen.
It'd look great in your pocket.
It would look great
with all your blue.
Yes, but right here.
Except for the pocket square.
Anyway, that is coming soon. I'm very excited about that.
I want the very first one.
Yes. Okay. Excellent. What number are you going to get? Medium fine usually is what
medium
you get.
Fine. Yep.
Yeah. I got a broad. I think that's going to be with my name on it.
Okay.
So nice looking pens. Of course, the 14 karat, the 21 karat nib on the large, all rhodium.
So both sizes.
Both sizes. All seven nib sizes in both sizes. So extra fine, medium, broad, zoom, music.
How do you do that? Like Kim always has to have the little bubble. When the noobs do their
thing.
You are that good.
I've maybe said the Sailor Nib lineup 10,000 times.
Awesome. So. Now, absolutely gorgeous color. I'm super stoked.
It's good stuff.
Yep.
And staying with blue.
Oh my God. This is adorable. You know, I wasn't sure that I was going to like the size when Scott Franklin showed this to us, but the Franklin Christoph 45 Anderson Penn's exclusive blue. Check this baby out.
It's like a marbled blue. It's a nice
it's
marbled.
It's gorgeous.
It's a little different material than what we used on the 02, the 03, the 19.
Because they ran out of
that material's gone. But this is I think this is a nicer
this
material.
This is cool.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Nice little pocket size. It's got the threads at the end of the section. It's got the steel.
Yeah.
Nice. Number 5 size nib.
Don't drop it. Yeah, nice little size.
You know, and a nice price too. It's not terribly expensive.
But here, hold that.
Hold that?
Hold that. See, that's not too small for a man.
It fits in my hand, yeah. And I like that the threads, this is my favorite
part. Yes, way down.
Way down at the end, so.
So you don't get that little depression on your finger? No, they do such a great job at Franklin Christoph.
Cartridge only, basically. You can fit the mini converter in there. The
Coleco
mini. It doesn't work
very well. It's not great.
You could eyedropper it, too. So, if you got to have large capacity, I'm not going to, but.
I'm not a big eyedropper kind of girl.
No, I'm not either. I always have some pens, so I don't need that much.
You anyway. Do have some pens.
But that's in extra fine, medium, broad, and 1.1 nib options.
1.1?
1.1.
Okay.
Yep, steel nibs.
Yeah. So. No, nice. The same quality you come to expect from Franklin Christoph in
it's a great looking pen.
Gorgeous blue.
Yeah. It's got our initials on it, too. So that's cool.
That's cool. Yep. They're always so good about that.
What else we got? Now, we picked these up in Atlanta, and actually we had them on order, but now we have them.
You know, they're really
funky.
Cute.
They're cute.
I wasn't sold on some of the patterns at first, but the more we see them and handle them, some of them are really cool. The stiff, flexible notebooks.
These are made in Italy. Bang.
And they're kind of stiff and they're kind of flexible, like the name says.
Basically, so if you got it in your backpack and, you know, it gets bent, it's not going to...
Check these out. These are so cute.
It's essentially pre-bent.
Pre-bent.
Pre-bent. What? You know, you put it in your notebook and you bang your notebook around.
Oh, my God. It's like deja vu. Have we said that before?
I don't know.
Seriously, that's just so weird.
But
look at that. That is so cute. How can you not fall in love with that?
Yeah, those are cute. Yeah. So they're lined pages. They're fountain pen friendly. What's cool is the back has perforated graph. It has some blank pages. It's got a little pocket in the back. It comes with a bookmark. You know, nice
elastic
size.
Elastic closure. Did you mention the pocket?
Pocket, yep. Yeah, I've got, cool. So, I mean, they got basically the subway versions. I've got Madrid. What do you got there?
Berlin. I got Berlin.
They got ones with cool little cars on them. I like these gasoline ones. Those are cool.
These are great. There are several little animals. They're just adorable. Who wouldn't want a journal in that? And how much fun would that be to take into, like, a business meeting with your little bear?
I don't know. So
I think I might have to try.
There are some pseudo, they're not a pseudo superhero kind of thing. So there's like, you know, it's not Spider-Man, it's not Captain America, but it's very, very superhero-y.
Inspired by.
There you go. So stiff flexibles, lots of cover options. You know, decent little notebook.
Yeah. It's, you know, they're good sizes too.
And not terribly expensive.
No, I'm super excited. I may have to go shop.
All right, what else you got?
Eric and I have this thing about notebooks that we don't use.
Yes, it's becoming a wall.
Visconti pen cases, the silk. I love these. I have this one.
The blue 12.
The blue 12. Well, I like the zipper. Insert zipper sound here. But I like how the top half flips down. So you don't have to try and dig in. You can just reach in and grab it. I really like those.
It's got these dividers. You can kind of separate your pens in.
Yes, and the dividers go all the way down. It's not just at the top. So even at the bottom, your pens are not clinking around together.
Hanging into each other. Yeah, I'll take those back.
I don't think so.
That one's mine.
So the 12, the 6, the 3. What do you have? Is that a 2?
This is a 2, and there's also, I think there might be some 1s. Basically, yes. The silk cases are going away.
They've been discontinued. And we
I bought everything that was left.
Brian went a little crazy and said, hey, I'd like them all. So
they come in blue. The blue is very limited. We have very few of those left. We've got the
bronze.
The gray and the bronze.
The bronze and the stone.
The gray, yeah.
Gray, yeah. But...
Various options, not
like
all
the brown
options, and
then
all colors. So, but they're cool.
They're great. They're really nice and sturdy. They're
firm. Give me that.
They're firm without being super hard and too rigid.
Yeah, especially at the bottom here where the...
You know, I've got some cases that I wouldn't necessarily put some of my expensive or hard to find, I hate to say rare, but some of my rare or one-of-a-kind pens in. They're just a little too thin or flimsy. These?
Yeah, they're nice. Visconti's always made nice
they
cases.
Have.
So
they
these
have.
Are these are just a little more colorful than your plain. Now, the leather cases, which they still have.
These are nice,
those
though.
Those are nice, but these have a little bit of color, a little bit of flavor to them.
A little pop,
as it were. They're going away. We don't have all sizes and all colors. Blue is the most popular, but once they're gone, so.
Grab them now.
But anyway, other news.
I got my hair cut. I know, and people out there who are listening or watching are going to be like, who cares? It's kind of a new look, kind of a new feel.
Spring, everything's new this year.
Spring, you know, we went on our diet, so we've made some lifestyle changes, some wardrobe changes. I cut my hair, which leads into other new changes. That was pretty good, right?
Actually, that was pretty slick.
I surprised Brian the other day. I went to get a trim and came back and had whacked off about 6 inches Surprise!
Yes, nice.
So, but speaking of big new changes in looks, we...
New website.
Have a new website.
So it's we've had the old website for, what, about 4 years?
Yeah.
And it served us well, but we decided to move on, and we have a new platform.
We've kind of outgrown some of the things
We outgrew some of those features. So you have to bear with us if, you know, pretty much it went as smooth as could be expected. Real minimal issues.
Yeah. Which was nice, really, really nice.
You know, there's always a DNS propagation issue when you change hosts, so that usually takes 72 hours. So some people are seeing some weird things going on. The one thing I will say is if you had an account with the old website, for security reasons, we can't port over the password, so your information is probably still there, but you just have to create a new password. But it's very mobile friendly. You know, test an iPhone, iPad, you know, all your mobile devices. It's really a good looking site.
You'll also find a number of new pictures. We were still putting
thousands.
Up new product on the old site and on the new site. So poor Kim and Brian were really doing double work for quite a while.
Yep.
But we were also putting up all new images, or many, 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 many new images on the new site only, so that it would be a bigger,
bigger
change.
Several thousand images have changed, so that's nice.
And we're not done with adding stuff.
We're not done adding stuff. So there's a lot of features. You know, as they say, you can try to get it perfect, or you can launch it, and then you know, if you wait till it's perfect, you'll never do it. So
it was time.
It was time. So anyway, that's exciting. That also means new point of sale for the Appleton folks, which is fantastic. Same as what we're using in Chicago. So
which is fast, modern, sleek, sexy.
Apple Pay. Yeah, our first customer used Apple Watch.
I know. So, I saw that. But seriously, how cool is that? That you can just pay with your watch?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I have an Apple Watch just so I can pay?
You can have an Apple Watch. You get a watch, I get a watch. That's how it works.
No, you are... Oh, crap. All right.
We have that on tape.
No,
please tell me that's on tape.
We have one more slot left in your watch box, and when that's filled, if you buy another one, you have to take one out and sell it, not just take one out.
Anyway, new website.
We're super excited about it.
Yeah, it's cool.
We did it on Saturday afternoon. Brian and I worked the store. Ran to the ReStore and got a table, and then came back. And I was really relieved that it went as smoothly as it did, although that evening I kept hearing a lot of noise from your office.
You got an expert on the job here. So
I know.
It's not my first rodeo.
But it's really nice to have it done and switched over and moving on to the next level.
So... Speaking of moving on, this week, Chicago Pen Show.
How's that moving on?
What is? I'm moving on.
Okay.
Moving on.
Chicago Pen Show, which also means what?
On Monday following the Chicago Pen Show.
Well, I was going to be before then.
Before then?
What happens tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. It's not today.
Our anniversary is this week. This week. Anyway,
we
got married at the show.
We did. That was the whole point. So we got married at the Chicago show. It's the closest one to us, which makes me super happy because we leave that morning. Well, actually, we go down
tomorrow.
Crap. We go tomorrow.
Our anniversary was yesterday. Anyway,
I didn't
get your
card.
We go down tomorrow. So we'll see you this weekend. And Monday, following the show, Visconti event at the Chicago store.
This is going to be fun.
It's going to be fun, yeah. So Michael Hujara from is vice president of Kohl's of London, who's a U.S. distributor, is coming down. He's going to have many of the new 2018 product prototypes, stuff that's coming out this year. He's also bringing in a dozen or so watches and some limited editions, all sorts of stuff. So if you're in the area... if you can't make it to the show, which is out
in Hoffman Estates,
come down to the store and we'll have a lot of the stuff there. In fact, he's shipping some stuff there this week, so to the store.
He's bringing watches.
So
should I worry?
Nope. Anyway, so
well,
that's going on.
We haven't exchanged gifts. We always save that for the show, which is why I'm confused. And so sometimes we shop at the show. Are you shopping on Monday?
You know, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. So Visconti event is going to be on Monday, probably starting around noon.
Yep.
You know, feel free to come in. With stores open 10 to 6. Also, speaking of Chicago, we have a new employee, a new team member, staff member.
We do. Kind of bittersweet. We want to give a shout out to Ed Hamilton of Century Pens. He was a fixture in Chicago for years and years. Had started several different companies, worked in several different pen stores, started a few. Century Pens was only a few blocks from us.
Yep.
And we'd gone down several times and met Ed and his assistant, Charles. And Ed's building was undergoing some demolition. It's not even renovation. It's just demolishing the whole first floor. And
including his space.
Yeah,
his store was going to be completely demolished.
Yeah. It was like a big fishbowl in the middle of this gorgeous bank building. And they were going to move him and then just gut the first floor. And instead of being the only tenant left and dealing with months and months of chaos and construction, Ed decided to retire. And so I believe he's already moved, but his assistant Charles is now with us at Anderson Penn Chicago, and we are super stoked to have him. Super friendly, really, really knowledgeable. He's just such a happy guy.
Charles has been a fixture on the Penn scene in Chicago for
decades.
A couple decades. So, real pleased to get that wealth of knowledge in the store. And he was in there right away, first day. Man, he just moved in, and that was it. So, if you've been a customer of Charles before, stop in and say hi at the store at the Palmer House. So.
Yep. But he's really fitting in well. He brings knowledge that some of our staff doesn't have. And we have products he's never seen before, so it's still a learning experience for him. I think everybody's they're still playing with the schedule and just trying to find a it's a good mix. I'm super excited.
So, two pen shows in the last 3 weeks, Atlanta and Long Island. To make a quick mention of those.
I used to love to travel, and now it's just like, oh, my God. I don't even – we just plug it into the GPS and go wherever
it says.
You
know, we were very blessed. Good weather for both shows. Usually it rains on the way to Long Island or while we're setting up. Atlanta was a great show. I don't want to spend too much time on it, but, you know, cookout.
Phenomenal cookout.
Cookout was great.
God, they serve a ton of food. The only problem was while we were in Atlanta – enjoying gorgeous 70-degree weather. Appleton got, what was it, like
5 inches of snow?
Like 2 feet, seriously. Not exaggerating, of snow. And we weren't sure we were actually going to be able to make it home.
Yep.
And we only had 72 hours between the time we were going to get home and when we were going to leave for Long Island. So it was a little crazy. Usually Atlanta signals
spring
and you break out the sandals, and no, it was snow boots and hats.
Yeah, and the snowblower doesn't work, so there's that.
So we left the gang at home.
Everybody had to shovel.
Having to shovel.
So no, they did a good job.
Atlanta
was a great show. Some of the usual suspects there, but I don't know what else to say about it.
It's a good show.
It's a good show. We had a good time with John and Carol from Luxury Brands.
And big thanks to Jimmy Dolev, his daughter Suzanne, his wife Janice, and Sherry Potter, their longtime assistant, and her daughter Brittany, who we love all of them. They did a fantastic job, as always.
Best Atlanta show ever for us.
Yep.
Long Island, which was last weekend, weekend before, 2 weekends ago. You know, that was a good trip.
Yeah.
It didn't rain like it usually does. Now, we weren't able to get into, normally we can get into the room Friday night. We can drop our stuff off. That didn't happen.
No, but instead you went to a Yankees game and I had sushi delivered, so it wasn't so,
bad. Yeah, so we were very fortunate. The general manager, Mr. Mori and Mr. Hisa of Sailor Japan were actually in Long Island, and we all went to the New York Yankees game. Sadly, they lost, but I never been to Yankee Stadium, so that was cool.
And you came back with a hat and a hoodie.
It was cold. It was like 35 degrees, so I was forced to go buy something to warm up with. But anyway, we had the game. Then the next day, we had the show, and
then we did dinner.
We had dinner with the Japanese and Atoya and our rep Scott. And it was a good time. There were some pens actually at the Long Island Pen Show. I don't think I got any pens in Atlanta. I did get one pen in Atlanta.
What'd you get? About it.
Atlanta, I got a 1911 large sailor in yellow, which they don't make.
Did I know about
anymore.
This?
Yes, you did. Joel basically gave it to me.
Oh, that one, yeah.
That one.
Okay.
Long
Island was cool. You received a gift.
Yes. So,
You got two gifts.
I got two gifts?
You did.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the first, I had someone walk up to the table. Thank you very much, by the way. And says, I hear you like big nibs. And he hands me this guy, an H.M. Smith & Company, New York, number 10 size dip pen nib.
Here's my finger.
It's about what, your knuckle up? Two digits?
Bigger than that.
Yeah.
Two digits. This thing's huge.
It's a very large, it's the largest, probably the largest size H.M. Smith ever made. Beautiful, beautiful, flexible, cool, very cool nib.
Okay.
And then I was perusing some of the junk boxes.
You were?
And 3 for $50. Now, okay, I'm just going to get this right out there. This pen does not have a nib.
Oh, my God. Here we go again. You were doing so well
doing
for
so
well. Long.
I have the nib for this. It's a Sager.
You say that every time, but never put them together.
Well, I have to find the nib. I know I have one somewhere.
Oh,
but
my
this
God.
Is the Sager Barrel of Ink. Scarce pen, really scarce pen.
Okay.
I don't have a Sager, now I do. And a couple of very interesting Japanese pens. I have one in aluminum, lever filler, and then this really interesting hard rubber. This is basically parts, but it's very interesting. An ebonite eyedropper. But what makes this pen cool is it has a little chop on the back end.
It is cool.
Which actually comes off. Ooh. You can take the chop
off. That was so you could exchange, that you could swap them.
Yeah, and then you can put the blind cap on. And it's got ink shut off, so you can pull this out.
How many little things come off there?
There's a lot. It's really an interesting pen. Now, like I say, it's parts. There's no way it's ever going to work. It's got some cracks and issues, but I've never seen one like it. It's just really, it's really a neat pen, and the price was right, as they say.
So you bought a pen that'll never, ever work.
Well, I can use the chop.
Okay.
I don't know what the chop says, but I can use it.
All right.
That, so.
You received some Palomino pencils.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, that's right. And I have them on my desk. I don't know which one to. They're like a lot of the limiteds.
Yeah.
So,
our good friends Jenny and Bill came to see us, mm-hmm. and Brian got a bunch of Palominos. And
actually own one. They're all like yours downstairs. So now I have my own Palomino.
I got a beautiful scarf. And we do have a couple shout outs we need to from both Atlanta and from Long Island. So we have Mark and Katie, big hugs. And our friend Dan, who comes to Long Island, always brings us coffee brings cookies and croissants and yummy stuff.
His black and whites are awesome.
You know, he really keeps parenting real. I love talking to Dan about kids. Bill and Jenny. And Ray and Mariana, it was really good to spend some time with you guys.
Yep.
And
yep.
Happy, happy anniversary. A bunch of other people. Always good to see Mike and Linda Kennedy.
Yep.
And
We ran it. Was it Atlanta? We were on the highway, and turns out they were within like 5 miles of us. And so we coordinated.
And
we
ended
stopped
up,
and had lunch.
Which was fun,
which was
because.
Fun, yeah.
You know, usually we just drive and drive, and then we get there.
100 shows, we've never run into somebody on the road, so.
Well, I think it was when we posted that we were stopping at Dinosaur World. And they were like, oh, my God, we're 40 miles ahead of you or something. And we must have, they must have stopped.
You slowed down, I think.
Well, after we passed them, I slowed down, and then we're like, we should just have lunch.
Yeah.
And it was good. It was nice to be able to get out and stretch, and we weren't constrained by, you know, other people or, you know, sometimes if a show is at a hotel, other people will stop by the table to say hi or join the conversation. And so it was nice to just kind of have a double date lunch. And then, but we didn't linger too long because we both wanted to get there. And yeah, but that was fun.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That was a lot of fun.
So anyway, I think that's it for this week. We're going to get ready.
We're
going to
finish packing, go to Chicago. We leave tomorrow.
Yep.
Is it tomorrow that they have the pizza for the setup?
I think there's pizza, yep, yep.
I can't eat it.
So, well.
You can eat mine.
Well, I can't eat it either, but anyway.
Salad.
So Chicago Pen Show this week, definitely stop by. Of course, the Visconti event at the store, we're super excited about that. That's going
to
be fun.
I'm excited to see what else Michael's going to bring.
Yep, yep. So some really great stuff coming this year, and there's a new pen coming out, completely new pen in kind of a lower price point that's I think is going to be real, real good. So come see us at the Chicago Pen Show this week. Basically, it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And the event at the store on Monday. So
in the Palmer House Hilton.
So I think that's it for this week. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you at the show and tune in next week for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Follow our blog for ink reviews, news, and all sorts of other cool stuff. And sign up for the mailing list for Chicago if you are in Chicago or the surrounding area.
Have a great day, everyone.
Bye.